Steve and Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about filling in the land acquisition education gaps with Land Academy. This is all about understanding that you can buy and sell land, a lot of it's unwanted land, for a pretty substantial profit with not a tremendous of cash outlay. But what are the tiny little nuances or the things that, you know, tell us exactly how to do it. What's the trick? What are the key things that I missed in all this other education that I see out there? I know you can make money. What's the real deal?
No, it's funny. I didn't know this until it happened that so many people over the years since Land Academy have said, oh my gosh, you guys, I didn't know this. You filled in this piece. This was all of this, the questions that I had, the little things, you covered them all. And I'm so happy. And I think a lot of them, you know, it's interesting too. A lot of those people have said I did it with the podcast. They have said that they've learned a lot and filled in a lot of missing information free right here on the podcast.
And here's a great real world example. There are other people that are pretty loud out on the internet about, first of all the people that are in this teaching land space, every single one, without exception, except Jack Bosch, were Land Academy members at one point. So they've taken our concept and made it in some funky little niche. In a lot of cases, they've copied exactly what we're doing and put their own face on it. But there are several things that I think everybody's missing, and they're tiny little nuances. For example, the vast majority of people still don't send out offers. They send out letters of interest. Right. Or they just send letters to people who are in a back tech situation.
Mm-hmm. Or I think they're not effectively pricing as well as they could.
Or they don't have the integrity that you should have as an acquisition or an investor, and the compassion when you're talking to a seller and finding out why they're doing this and what's going on.
This is good stuff to talk about.
Before we get into it though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Chris wrote, I'm new to the land business and looking for others to join an accountability group. Whether you just joined Land Academy as I did a few days ago or are otherwise somewhat new to the business, it's all good. I anticipate we'll be running into a lot of the same questions and hurdles around the same time as we do our research, get out our first mailers, mine will go out next week, field our first phone calls, etc. More answers and knowledge than we could ever ask for are here in the forums, education, podcasts, weekly calls, etc. Right? There's a lot. So we are covered there. But what we can provide each other is some accountability and encouragement as we rack up our first success stories, not to mention learning from whatever unique talent / experience we each bring to the table and that landed us in this business. I myself, it says, experienced software developer / business owner. Perhaps a bi-weekly networking call over Zoom and a free Slack channel to stay in touch in the meantime. Anyone interested? Please reply to this thread or send me a private message. Thanks.
This is all you.
This is something that we are actually working on. I'm so happy.
Me too.
This started just in the last, I don't even think in the last year, I think it's less than a year, that people have come together, as we've always come together with investing in different things, and they've come together and realized this is something that we could do and make each other accountable and on track and get our businesses rolling and help each other. So we have watched you and we have been lucky to be guests in a few of your accountability groups. So we hear you. That's one of the things. This is Land Academy, by the way. You ask, we listen.
That's right.
We're paying attention. We hear you. So we are doing it right now. It's going to definitely be by the end of the year. I don't know exactly what month, probably November when we start this. That's what I'm guessing. But we're putting together a Land Academy way of helping you and getting some accountability groups up and going. Like, we're going to make some groups, and Steve and I are going to be directly involved in them, as with people on our staff, other top members. We're kind of brainstorming here, but it's coming.
This posting specifically in Land Investors, I'm extremely confident, is of all the thousands and thousands and thousands of postings. is these had the single most responses.
Wow.
So I know this is our next product. Mm-hmm. We are working on it on a daily basis to launch this so that you have a place to go when you're at very step one. Like, I'm brand new and I'm not sure exactly what to do first. Yeah, I've looked through all the education that you provide and I've run through it all, and I need a group where I can meet on Tuesday or something like that and say, you know what, I'm ready to do this and I think these five counties work. Can you please let me know if you think they work? Right. You know, really hands-on stuff. So it's continuing education / accountability. We don't know what we're going to call it yet, but
Right. That's
the reason I put this in here. We think it's important too.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is this is what our weekly member call was intended to kind of be in the beginning, as a way for you to have direct access with us, ask us any questions and just have, immediate answers. But the group has grown, I think. And now we're going, it's every Thursday at 3:00 Pacific, and it's now over a 2-hour call. We will easily hit 2 hours every week answering the questions. And I know that people need a little more individual attention,
mm-hmm.
and we hear you, and we're going to make it happen.
Today's topic, filling in the land acquisition education gaps with Land Academy. This is the meat of the show. So everybody gets the framework. Unless you just crawled out of a rock and you realize that buying and selling land can be profitable, you already know that sending out a mail campaign, pricing offers correctly, sending it out to the correct, the most likely people that you think are going to respond to your letter, and then managing the inflow of calls and on, that skeletal type framework, you already know about that. It's the little things where you need to fill in the gaps, if you're getting serious about this, you're better in a group than you are on your own. Jill says a million times, I wish we had Land Academy 10 years ago.
I do. One of the things that I see a lot right now that comes up, that one of the gaps that I know we really help with in several different ways, is due diligence. You know, that's a big thing. You get the offers out, the letters come back, the calls come back. Now I'm staring here looking at the property. Do I want to buy it? Is the price right? Is it a good property? Am I really seeing what I think I should see? You know, is there something else I should be watching for? Is there an HOA? You know, what are the tax situations? You know, and little things like access. What's good access? What's not good access? Things like that. So one of the things that we have been able to help people with is not only answering those questions, like showing them, but providing the tools for them to do them themselves. Like Neighbor Scoop. That's a big one. That's a big one for me. I still, every day that I'm reviewing property, I can't believe right now that I could sit down and review 20 properties in under a half hour.
Yeah.
It's a dream now. 20 properties would have taken me a full day, probably two. Because first thing I would have had to do is struggle finding them. So for those of you who have not tried this, you know, most of the properties that we're buying don't have a street address. There's no mail delivered there. They don't have that yet. So you can't pop it into Google Earth and find it. So you have to, and the legal description, good luck. You know, that doesn't help you too. So even if you know the subdivision, I got to find the subdivision, which is a block in the lot. Okay, I got to figure that out. I got to get a plat map. What's a plat map? Where do I get a plat map? These are all the things we used to have to do. And now I can just go state, county, APN, boom, I'm staring at it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
There's a lot of tiny little gaps. I don't know. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is every Thursday we have a 2-hour, now it ends up being a 2-hour webinar, rating people's deals. So all of our members have these deals coming in. They're not the great ones, I'm sure they do. The terrible ones, I think they throw away. But the vast majority, even for us, the deals that come in, it's like, I love it at 5,000 and I hate it at 10,000. And your price of 17,000, no way. And so that kind of immediate feedback, you know, I hope people are on the phone with the sellers, either renegotiating the deal or killing it in real time during this support. It's the support that we teach this stuff because we failed at it. Jill and I spent 20 years failing, me before Jill, spent 20 years honing in on how to do this, buying, sell land, and we got all the gaps filled.
You know, one of the important things is we try to stay ahead of the game. We try really hard to be out in front, figuring things out to share with you.
This is not a commercial, by the way.
No, and this is one of the beauties of this. I know this from our community that we can save you. It's not like you have a, it's not like you're going to, can you imagine? Okay, here's the real estate handbook and it's never going to change. Do you think that laws never change and the way you have to do things never change? Think about it's just since COVID. You know, every agent now had to add how many forms to their arsenal and all these things. You've got to stay ahead of the game. And to do that, you've got to stay involved and engaged. And that's what we want to help you with. That's what we're trying to do. I know I don't want this to be a commercial too. I'm trying to.
Tiffany, in our Monday interview, said you guys filled in the gaps. She went to other places. She learned a bunch of stuff. You know, when is less education better? Never. Right. More education is always better. Go all over the internet and learn all you can. And hopefully Land Academy makes sense to you in part somehow, even if it's just the free stuff. I really mean that. But this person on Monday in the interview, Tiffany said, I learned a lot of stuff and you guys completed it. So that's what the whole point of this show is. And she's not the only person who said this to us.
Mm-hmm.
Happens weekly, actually.
It's true. Even just the podcast, I've had people say, I learned how to do this with the podcast. They've told me, Jill, I learned how to do this with a podcast, and then I perfected it when I got really involved. I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Why Smart People Understand the Land Investment Business Model. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This is another offshoot comment that Tiffany made in a Monday interview, and she said, there's a lot of moving parts to this, to which I say, anytime there's a lot of moving parts to anything, you take a look at it like in almost in a manufacturing way, and you say you got to break it all down into little manufacturing steps, you know, little steps of the arm, little tiny welds. And there are people who revel in that and understand it and can deconstruct it and make a lot of sense out of it. I'm one of those people. Tiffany obviously also is, but she said there's a lot of people who don't get it.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that? When you said break it down to little parts, I was watching a TED Talk the other day. It was interesting because he talked about, imagine I could teach you to paint this beautiful painting, you know, in less than 5 minutes or seconds. And what he said was, if you could do one little box and break the painting down into a little grid, then you could do it, which was true. And he showed this famous artist and doing a huge mural on a 10 foot tall canvas. And how he really does it is he breaks it down with grids and does a beautiful, you know, portrait of a face. It was like a picture of Brad Pitt kind of thing, seriously. And I'm like, and so his point of the whole TED Talk was, why don't you do that with life? Why don't you do that with everything? No one looks at building a house, you know. Remember back in the day where you would hear people, my grandpa built this house. You know, grandpa didn't stand there and just go, I got it, ready, go. I got mail. You know what I mean? I'm sure that didn't happen. Grandpa had to think about that foundation. You have to have some plans. There's steps and processes, and you have to put it into tasks. You don't like my example.
I love it.
Jill.
Oh. I love your example.
Oh, okay.
No, I love it, Jill.
Okay, I thought you were trying to hurry me up.
No.
Okay.
No, I think deconstructing, when you can break something down into steps, it's manageable.
Right. I believe that.
I also believe that it's very, 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 very hard for the vast majority of people to understand this concept. And then it's even harder for the people who do understand it to execute on it. And our Monday interview, she figured it all out.
Yeah. You're right.
It's very natural for you. Once in a while, Jill and I will be in an interview or we'll have an interview. Or we'll get done doing a live event or whatever. And we'll look at each other and say, I never had to explain that to you at all. And I just have never had to explain anything to Jill. I mean, ever.
You know what's funny about that? What is it that makes someone different that they don't get overwhelmed? I think most people get overwhelmed. But I don't know why I'm not afraid of it. I will really sit and think about it Maybe it just comes naturally, I guess. I'll sit and think about it, even though it sounds crazy, like you bring to me these ideas. You bring big ideas to me sometime. And I never really get overwhelmed. I'm like, all right, so I start putting the wheels in place. I need a person to handle that. I need a person to handle that. I need to take care of that. You know, I start the process right away. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please get on over to our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button.
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content that you're here for. Hitting the like button on your favorite episodes helps to support our channel's algorithm and gauge your interest in future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.